Welcome to Fill Up, Feel Good, a podcast sponsored by the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council.
Motorists in South Dakota now have a new kind of choice at the fuel pump. Hello, I'm your host, Laura McNamara. EPIC is teaming up with the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council to offer more blender pumps to consumers. Lisa Richardson is the executive director of South Dakota Corn, and she says instead of choosing between unleaded and premium,
people at the pump can choose between E10, E20, E30, or E85.
EPIC director of operations Robert White explains.
What it really is a multi-product dispenser. And for the consumers that have never seen one or the listeners that have never seen one, it's just like punching the octane button on a multi-product dispenser now, but instead of octane levels, you're choosing the level of ethanol in that blend.
South Dakota is the first state to introduce the blender pump. Lisa says there are about 20 blender pumps operating in the state now. The goal is to install a minimum of 100 new blender pumps over the next year. And both EPIC and South Dakota Corn are willing to dish out some dough as an incentive for gas stations to install the pumps that give consumers more choices for ethanol.
How this is going to work is we are actually going to give gas stations, and we have a matrix of how we're doing it, but $2,500 from us, with a match of $2,500 from the ethanol industry to actually install one of these. And because it is an E85 pump, they can also get up to a $30,000 tax credit from the federal government.
We give bonuses for having these products on your marquee, being located on an interstate, being in a town larger than 10,000. Those little things that make the station not only more known by consumers that are driving by, but also the chance to sell more ethanol.
And Robert adds, consumers have every reason to opt for ethanol at the pump.
Some of the recent studies we've seen, and particularly the one from the American Coalition for Ethanol that POET was partnered on, we saw that one particular flex fuel vehicle went clear up to E30 or 30% ethanol, 70% gasoline, and saw no loss of fuel economy. Now, if that is true across the board, or an E20 or E30, it shows no loss of fuel economy in a flex fuel vehicle, and the fuel is priced cheaper because of the higher concentration of ethanol, this is a great story, and we can sell a lot more of it.
And sell they will. EPIC and South Dakota Corn plan to get the word out about blender pumps, not just through traditional billboards and radio advertisements.
But no doubt during the summer and into the fall, we'll be doing individual pump promotions and maybe some larger events where we have large gatherings of people, whether that's a baseball or a football game, those type of events to continue to push this out. And our hope is that it'll be successful in South Dakota and other states will want to do the same thing. We can hopefully spread this through the Midwest and then maybe beyond that as well.
With that hope in mind, EPIC is also sponsoring promotional projects for fuel retailers. Every station in South Dakota will receive information about the blender pump program in the mail.
On top of that, we're probably going to be doing webinars where not only folks in South Dakota, but perhaps nationwide can log on and learn about this program and all the details. And then, of course, we'll probably have some face-to-face educational clinics in the state.
Ultimately, Lisa says it's all about the consumers.
We need to get the choice. And the blender pump does just that. It allows a consumer to choose which fuel he wants to use.
And not just in South Dakota.
I've heard a lot of rumblings, no doubt, with other states, but Kansas in particular has a blender pump pilot program already on the books, and we've seen some interest from the corn growers and the ethanol industry there.
For now, motorists can choose their preferred grade of ethanol fuel at blender pumps in South Dakota. Just look for the E logo. I'm Laura McNamara.
That's your Fill Up, Feel Good podcast. More information about ethanol and EPIC can be found online at drivingethanol.org.